Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. It's 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on a Wednesday, and that would be 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, and I think that's where Rega Bauer is. So I'm on the East Coast, he's on the West Coast, and we do this radio show every Wednesday around this time. As long as there's no techie interruptions or maybe holidays and stuff like that. And the way the whole thing got started was I was doing something, and then Rega Bauer's name ran across my screen, and I said, I know that gentleman. I haven't spoken to Ray in a really long time. So I had been exposed to Rega Bauer a little bit early on in my career when he was building a network marketing company, had a huge following, and was doing a lot of conference calls way back when. And I knew he was a sharp guy, and I got a chance to visit him once when I was doing some speaking for another company way back when. I said, I knew where he lived, kind of, and went to church together. It was really a great experience. That huge level of respect for him. So when I ran across his name again, I asked him to join us or do something with me on Building Fortunes Radio, because I knew there's a lot of people that are looking for a mentor, a lot of people that are looking for his advice, a lot of people like the way he his lifestyle, a way of thinking. So I said, you know, Ray's a smart guy when it comes to health and nutrition. He's an author as well, a motivational speaker, a great educator, and it'd be a perfect guider for those people that are looking for some guidance. So we do this radio show, and most of the times we talk about like a theme. We started off with like the letter A, and then eventually we wound up with Z, and then we got into the triple A's, and eventually went to the triple Z's, and then we started to do some phrases. So we've done all kinds of phrases. You could hear them on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gabauer, you'll be able to hear those over there. And then tonight I know he's got a new one for us, so I'm looking forward to this as well, but also always interested in visiting with a great friend of ours, Mr. Ray Gabauer. So Ray, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate you having me here, and gives me an opportunity to hopefully make a difference in whoever's listening, so that maybe the rest of your life can be the best of your life, and on a broader scale, hopefully make the world a better place. And so part of that process is us, you know, being more aware, more awake, learning more, and a lot of us, not just learning new things, but probably more so letting go of old things, the unlearning, the untraining, getting rid of, you know, what's holding us down, holding us back, you know, fear, anxiety, over concerns and things like that. So I'm pretty sure you'll find this a rich show tonight and get some good insight that can make a difference for you immediately and make you more effective in your life, personally and, you know, spiritually and in your business, so that you can even make more money while you're helping more people. So I like to do acronyms, and I make acronyms up just for myself personally, and sometimes I share them on the shows. In fact, I always use an acronym pretty much. And so it's sort of like a success formula. I like it usually short to three letters or four. Once in a while, I'll go to five. Like when I did the FAVOR acronym. So today is four letters. And so this is the rich formula. Not the get rich quick formula, but a rich formula for success, to have a better life, to be more fully alive. That's one of my favorite phrases. We all want to be happy and healthy and feeling fully alive. So I think this can contribute towards that. So before I jump into it, I'm going to give Peter a chance to take a feeble attempt and guess what my R-I-C-H means.
So we got rich. So it's R-I-C-H. The R... I'm going to say raise your expectations. So R is going to be for raise your expectations. The I is going to be for investigate, meaning like do some homework or really dig in. If you want to become better at something, you really have to learn that trade. The C would stand for commit. Like make a decision to get something started. And then the H is going to be form the necessary habits. So R for raise, I for investigate, C for commit, and then H for habits.
Well, good. You got, I'll say one and a half for right. For habits, but for the R is what you actually guessed last week when I talked about rise, R-I-S-E. You said reflect, and I've reflected. That's a really good word, so I'm going to use reflect tonight.
So I'm right, just my timing's off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're close enough, yeah. So I have enough to say to actually make this a four-part series. So I'm going to focus tonight on first the general concept of rich in a broad sense, and then I got three R's for tonight: reading, writing, and arithmetic. They'll reflect, and then we'll go to the other two. So, but let's talk. Let's take a little bit of a dive here into the idea of rich. Now, in our culture, we tend to limit our thinking about rich to financial. And, you know, like I've heard everyone wants to be rich and thin. It doesn't matter that you want it, but, you know, it doesn't make it happen. But you know, that's attractive to have, you know, wealth, financial wealth and resources so you have less restrictions. However, that's being wealthy or rich financially doesn't necessarily guarantee happiness. There's a lot of rich people who are depressed and commit suicide, or they go into crime or whatever else. So having a lot of money can be good, but it can also backfire on you. All these people who get rich instantly by winning the lottery, most of them are bankrupt in a few years. So money isn't the key to happiness, but it can contribute towards it. But my main point here is that there's other ways to look at rich or wealthy in a broader way that I think is more meaningful. And I'm not against having money. I've made up to $1 million a year myself, you know, $10 million with the one company. You know, so I like money, and I think it can be good. It depends on if you're using it or it's using you. But more important than being rich financially, I would say being rich in your relationships, especially if you want to be happy and healthy and live longer. Probably the number one factor isn't your diet and your, you know, nutritional supplements, even though that's my main business, helping people get their health back on the nutritional level and stem cells. But a lot of studies show that the biggest factor is your social connectivity, how well you're connected. In fact, just today I read an article that they were talking about five studies that showed that if you want to be happy, you get more happiness from thinking about and doing things to make other people happy than doing things to make yourself happy. Now, they both work, but they discovered that you get more happiness when you're thinking about making other people happy. So that's all part of social connectivity. And so and one of the big advantages of this model of network marketing is it automatically helps us to increase our level of social interconnectivity, you know, social connection, because that's what we do. We talk to people. We connect. So the more we're connecting with people, even if it's superficial, that even contributes. If it's shallow, and even more so if it's more in-depth and we have friendships. So if you had a choice, if God said you can be either rich financially, but you have no friends, or you can be rich in friendships and relationships and family, which would you choose? You know, most people on their deathbed, they don't think, I wish I had more money. They usually say, I wish I spent more time with my family and friends. So if you want to be rich, and I think we all need to be rich in multiple ways, first think about being rich in relationships, in connectivity. And that's particularly important because I think that's the second dimension of authentic, mature love. Love is the four C's, four dimensions of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So when you focus on cultivating and deepening relationships and connections, you're really being more of a loving person. You're radiating love, and you're going to receive more love and more appreciation and respect. So there's a huge win in focusing on connectivity and thinking, how can I help other people, help them have a better life? And so anyway, so that's the first R. No, I haven't got to the first R yet. That's the concept. Okay, so the first R, to amplify this, take it a little deeper, is, Peter guessed last week, which is reflect. So if you want to become rich in a broader sense, in your rich in your heart, rich in relationships, rich in wisdom, rich in love, a good place to start is reflecting. Rather than just sort of, you know, making it through the day in a survival mode, you got to pause and become more mindful and reflect on particularly the past. Now, you want to reflect toward the future, too, and look, consider possibilities and dream a bit. But there's buried treasure in the past. Now, there's buried garbage and trauma in the past, too. And we do need to get over that and resolve it and let it go. But there's priceless, precious memories in the past that from which we can draw and have power and strength today. And reflect on, well, what's missing? What if I maybe stopped doing some of this, maybe less time on Facebook and more time talking to people or more time, doing personal development? So reflecting on not just what helps you feel grateful, but reflecting on other possibilities of how you can enrich your life by enriching other people's lives. Like just yesterday, I ordered a book. Well, I was going to mention that in my second R. But along that line, I ordered a book on personal development. It looks really, really good. I've read several of this guy's books. So anyway, so reflect. You got to spend time reflecting. I do that every day. I do it in the morning, first thing in the morning, before I get out of bed, so I'm not distracted, last thing at night. I'm lined there, and I start by reflecting. Always starts with thankfulness. What am I thankful for? And a review, like at least a dozen things from my past or what I have right now, as to why I'm so blessed and thankful, even though I got challenges. Everyone has challenges and problems, but even the problems can be a blessing in disguise, because what doesn't kill you can make you stronger and better and smarter and wiser. So reflecting, and especially including the element of gratitude, is really, really important. Okay, so the second of the three R's tonight relates to a book I just ordered by Daniel Pink. He's a great author. I've read several of his books. Let's see what some of the titles. One was called Win, one was called Drive, one was called To Sell Is Human, and there's a couple others I read of his. Really excellent book. So his latest book, coming out February 1st, I pre-ordered, is called The Power of Regret. And I watched a 90-second video of him giving an overview of the book, and I mean, it looks really good, very insightful. And so we usually think of regret in a negative way. And so I'm just, you know, barely scratching the surface here because I haven't read the book yet. It's still 2 weeks away. But I can sort of speculate at some of the ideas, and he mentioned a little bit in the video, So when we spend time reflecting on what we regret, it gives us clarity to make better decisions going forward. You don't want to save your time for regretting for the last day of your life when you're about ready to take your last breath. We want to spend a little bit of time, maybe on a daily basis, thinking, well, what do I regret? And not just to beat yourself up, but to learn lessons or get insights as to what you could do different so you don't keep having, you know, bigger regrets or new regrets. So that's part of the reflection. I'm sure he's going to say a whole lot more than I just said, because the book sounds really, really good. I would recommend it, by Daniel Pink, P-I-N-K. Now, he's a great author. So I can't give you a whole lot of guidance on this, but I'm telling you, I think there's gold there down this tunnel of looking at what you regret. I think you can leverage that to have a better life and less regret in the end. But we all have regrets. And, you know, I find it interesting in the Bible that several times God said he regretted certain things. He said he was sorry he made Saul king. In fact, Genesis 6, he said he was sorry that he made mankind and decided to destroy them all with the flood. Then he saved Noah and his family. But so even God has regrets. And, I have a lot of regrets. I've made a lot of mistakes. But the real mistake is the one you don't learn from. So I think there's some real value in taking time of thinking about your regrets. So you have more clarity and you're better positioned for the future. And I'll probably have a lot more to say about it once I read the book. But that book got me thinking. And like, I think he has some real good points here. So the third R, I'm doing pretty good on time. So we have reflecting. We have taking time to think about your regrets. And the third R, let's see, what was the third R here? Shoot. Oh, yeah. Reprogramming. Yes, yeah, one of my favorite concepts. If you want to have a better life, I want to say one more thing about regret. Surprised I forgot to say this. One of the biggest regrets people have, probably 90% of the people, and that's pretty preventable, which is self-imposed, is the regret that we were too casual and now we've become a casualty in terms of our health. I mean, 80% of the people have diabetes, and that cuts 7 to 11 years off your life, and leading cause of amputations and blindness. And, you know, about that percentage of the population is overweight, and 27,000 people died just today and the day before and every day on the average from just cancer, and more than that die every day from heart disease. And most all of that is preventable. And so when we're too casual, you become a casualty. So you want to be facing those kind of regrets in the last, 5 years of your life. You're in a nursing home where you have a stroke or you get dementia, and then you lose your memory. And so that's a regret that you know is, because 90% of the people do not live a healthy lifestyle. And so even 54% of children have one or more chronic disease, especially asthma and allergies and all sorts of things. And we're doing it to ourselves. There's a verse that Psalm 3,000 years ago says, "He who does not endeavor to heal himself is like someone committing suicide." So we're not trying to kill ourselves early and take 10, 20, 30 years off our life, but we're doing it because we're too careless. And that can be a huge, huge reward. So that's something else to think about, because you don't want to be a casualty. And plus, you just want to be healthy and mobile and all that. Okay, anyway, back to the last R. If you want to have a better life and the rest of your life, the best of your life, You've got to spend time programming and deprogramming. The biblical word for that is repent. I like that word because what it means is changing your mind. You know, like Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. So if you want to grow rich in any respect, financially or relationships or otherwise, you got to think properly. You can't just think about whatever. You got to think in the right way with wisdom and, you know, discernment. And so the problem is we're all programmed. I am, you are, we all are. And we're, in a sense, stuck with our current program. You cannot make choices that are inconsistent with your current programming. You're restricted by your current programming. The good news is you can change your programming. If you like the program you're watching on TV, you can change the channel, right? It's a little more complicated with humans, but we can change our thinking. We can change our programming. We can repent, which means to change our thinking. So how do we know what to change? Well, most people can't figure that out. I sure couldn't. I was like a basket case, man. A lot of it because of, you know, this dysfunctional childhood and abuse. So we all need help. You need to figure things out. I've spent over $100,000 on personal development, including seminars and workshops and coaching. And that, you know, got me up from below bottom looking up. And so if you wanted to get to reprogram and upgrade your thinking and therefore upgrade your life, upgrade your lifestyle, upgrade your feeling fully alive and happier and healthier, you've got to do some serious reprogramming, and you're not going to be able to figure that out all by yourself. Now, I've come a long ways, but, you know, I'm not there yet. No one ever really gets there, but that's why I keep ordering more books. you know, some free personal development that's really, really good. In fact, I bought his coaching program too, is Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He has hundreds of videos, mostly short videos, 10-minute videos on YouTube. It's free. Watch one of his videos every day. That can be part of your deprogramming. I've read several of his books, Personality Isn't Permanent, The Gain Versus the Gap. He spoke on that. His next book coming out is Your Future Self. Another major book by him that really was an eye-opener for me is Who, Not How, because we tend to focus on how we're going to figure this out. And he said, you don't have to do that. Just find the right who, the right person, and they can do it for you, you know. And that was very liberating for me. So he's been one of my mentors. And so things like that. So if you want to have a better life and be more effective and end up making more money, maybe even becoming rich financially, there's nothing wrong with becoming a millionaire as long as you do it by serving and helping people and you're doing everything out of love, you know, the four dimensions of love, of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. It's good to be rich financially, but even more so, be rich in your relationships and your social connectivity, and rich in your heart, and rich in your health, rich spiritually. Some people are living in poverty, you know, in terms of spiritual. They're depressed, and they feel like they're trash. They don't feel like they're treasure. So we need to discover the buried treasure within and realize that we are priceless and we have richness and wealth within, and we have resources where we can help others. And so I think all that's really important. But to make faster progress, I mean, you can get if you want to drive across the United States, say from Florida to Washington, you can still get there if you're going only 10 miles an hour. You get there a little faster if you're going 20 miles an hour, right? You get there twice as fast. But that's sort of slow. And so as long as you go in the right direction at some speed, you know, that's better than nothing, right? But if you want to get somewhere faster, you've got to get the personal development. You got to be reflecting. You got to consider regrets and potential regrets. And you got to do some deprogramming, letting stuff go, changing habits, and reprogramming your mind, thinking differently, like Napoleon Hill's book says. If you want to become rich, you got to think differently. Think and grow rich. But you got to just think the right way. And that's where other people come in, like myself, and you know, there's lots of good people. You know, Tony Robbins and Benjamin Hardy, I just mentioned him. Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar used to be around. My favorite coach and teacher was Jim Rohn. Spent hundreds, maybe thousands of hours listening to his cassette tapes and went to his seminars, and that was a life-changing person for me. And Mike Smith, the Freedom Course and Mastery of Coaching, all those people contributed to me going from zero to hero, from a nobody to somebody. And you can do that too, but it doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't just drop in your lap. You've got to do these 3 hours. You're reflecting and spend some time thinking about regrets so you're a little more serious about life, and do some reprogramming, get personal development, read the books. The book you don't read won't help you, Jim Rohn said. So, unfortunately, most people who hear this information will not benefit from it because we always have two options. First option is like, oh, that makes sense. I agree. But you don't change anything. And it's like, oh, we just wasted our time. Well, actually, now you're more accountable because now you know better. But most people do not take advantage of growth opportunities. Option number two, you say, hey, this makes a lot of sense. This is exactly what I need to do. I need to reflect more and spend a little bit of time on regret, the power of regret, and do some reprogramming and need to link up with somebody, whether it's me or somebody else. I'm available. I don't even charge. I like to work with people. I like to help people have more freedom emotionally and financially and especially in their health. And so I'm a good option. But most people will choose basically to do nothing. That's the easy route. The path of least resistance is to not make any changes. Because if you make a change, what if you make a mistake? And then you regret it, right? But you got to be bold. You got to be adventurous. You don't want to settle. You don't want to just like, oh, well, if whatever is. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Don't be fatalistic. You got to create a better life. And I'm telling you, you want to become rich. Ideally in every category, but especially rich, spiritually, emotionally, in your relationships. And if you help enough people, you can become rich financially as well. So I guess that's it for today. That's the 3 hours, reflecting the power of regret and reprogramming. So Peter, do you have any comments you want to add or any questions?
Nope. This is all good stuff, and I'm glad you're making it a four-part series and that you've worked on the first one. There are some people that want to get in touch with you. How would they go about doing that?
Well, fortunately, it's easy. People like easy, so I'm just a phone call away. So just pick up the phone and text me or call me, or you can use Messenger too, I suppose. But my phone number, or WhatsApp, my phone number is 360-583-2227. So 3 2s and a 7. So 360-583-2227. So let's have I'm inviting you to have a conversation with me about possibilities. How can I maybe enrich your life and help you to get to where you want to go and get there faster and not give up? Most people try to make money in a home-based business. 95% of them never get there. Because they lack the kind of support or coaching or accountability, guidance. So you don't want to be a casualty financially either. So I can help you, but I can't help you if you don't call me. So the door's open. You just have to knock and just call me. Again, 360-583-2227. So thank you very much for listening. Love you all. God bless you.
We'll see everybody next time. We're going to catch you next week. If you go to buildingfortuneradio.com/Ray-Gabauer, you'll be able to hear this one more time. So good night, everyone. Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.